Amen.
It's okay.
We just did the tithe and offering, and I said, that's not the title you want to see after the tithe and offering from a pastor. That's it. So we're going to take up another tithe. No, I'm just kidding. Do you ever just want more?
Yes.
We live in a society that thrives on more. People everywhere are after more money, more likes, more views, more stuff. From the billionaire who wants more money or more yachts, to the politician who wants more power, to the child who simply just wants more mashed potatoes. Everybody wants more. And while the people who live in this world want more of the world stuff, there seems to be very few people who are after more in the spiritual realm. Tonight, we're going to read out of the book of Job. And in verse 12 of our text, we're told that the Lord blessed the latter end of Job's life more than the beginning. I'm interested in that word more. Webster's defines more as being a greater quantity, an amount, a measure, a degree, or a number. In other words, the Lord works in Job's life to give him more at the end of his life than he ever had in the beginning. If you know the story of Job, you understand what I'm talking about. I want the more that God can give me. Amen? I'm not interested in the more that the world can give me. I'm not interested in the more of money. I'm not interested in the more of power or recognition. I'm interested in the more that God has for his people in the spiritual realm. On the little end of something, I'm on the receiving end. I want to be on the receiving end of something really big that God has for me. I want to tell you that tonight, I want more. I want more of God. I want more of the Holy Ghost. I want more liberty. I want more freedom. I want more praise to give to him. I want more thankfulness in my heart for all that God has for me. And so tonight I want to preach a sermon entitled, I Want More, out of Job 42, 1 through 17. Follow along with me if you have your Bibles. If not, it'll be up here for your viewing pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. And I didn't put it on. I apologize. Then Job answered the Lord and said, we're gonna follow this here because I forgot to include it in my sermon. It's on my other one. I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? And therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. Listen. Oops, I'm sorry. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and in ashes. And so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz and Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, and you have not spoken. Sorry. You have not spoken to me what is right, as my servant Job has. And so now, therefore, take yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams. Go to my servant Job and offer up yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal. Sorry, guys. Lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken to me what is right, and as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz and Temanite and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar the Nethite, went and did as the Lord commanded them. For the Lord had accepted Job, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him all the adversity that the Lord, had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than the beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Gemini, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Kerahapuch. In all the land were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your word tonight. God, I ask you to give us understanding, revelation of who you are. God, I pray that you would give us your mindset. Father God, revelation. Open the hearts of your people tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First thing I want to look at is the pathway to more or of more. Those who get more walk a special path. You're not going to find more walking the regular path of life, the wide path as it's called. God doesn't just give his more to everyone. He gives his more to those who walk with him. Pastor, what do you mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. Job 1:1 tells us, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright and feared God and shunned evil. Job 8:5. But if you will earnestly seek God and plead and make your supplication to the Almighty, only those who live clean lives qualify for the more. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18, I won't belabor you with reading it, but don't be unevenly yoked. In other words, don't have relationships that lead you astray or that carry you out of the will of God. How can you say I want more when you have relationships that are tying you away from God or that are keeping you away from God? Relationships tonight will keep you from your more. Ungodly relationships. Ungodly believers, people that you have in your circle that don't agree with what God wants to do in your life, people that you hang around that speak to you, and when you leave their presence, you never feel edified. You feel beaten, defeated, confused, as if what you're doing for God is somehow pulling you away from life or living. These things will keep you from your more. James 4, it says, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. It says, cleanse your hands, you sinner. Amos 3:3. Sorry, I don't know where I'm at on my slides here. I apologize. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together in unbelief? Listen, tonight, the point of that is, and I apologize, I got all confused with my scriptures and put them where they needed to be tonight. My point is this, listen. God has more for each and every person. The problem with what God wants to do in our lives, or the reason why we don't get the more out of our life, is because there's things that we still hold on to or we still try to hold on to. Things that should be put pushed aside or that shouldn't be cut off. Let's look at Job's character. Job was a man of purity, a man of integrity and holiness. He was a man who lived a life that feared the Lord. He was a man against whom no one could make any accusations that would stick against him. If you're gonna get this more, it's a path of honesty. Those who want more keep short accounts with the Lord. David had more because he was honest about who he was in his heart. He was honest about his sins. He repented of his sins. God doesn't want us to be behind the mask of hypocrisy. He doesn't want us to try to hide who we are. He wants us to be honest about our condition. Not about whether you're sick, not about whether you're got a fever, not about whether you're coughing. What's the condition of the heart? I want you to be honest about this. See, you can fool everybody in this building. You put a tie on, get your hair done right, do the smoky eye. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just using that as an illustration. You can do all that. But God sees the heart. God knows that he wants to give you more, but the condition of this needs to be right. And in order for that to be right, how many know tonight righteousness is righteousness? The only way to be upstanding and to be right in the sight of God is to have a righteous heart. How would you feel, those of you that know me, how would you feel if one day you're pulling up to the Mickey's across the street, get some gas, and you see me walking out, a pack of cigarettes and a Budweiser? Oh, it's for the guy that stays in the house next door, the homeless guy. He asked me to buy it for him. He doesn't have an ID. How would you feel? You would question some things. Hey, Pat. Oh, no, you're good, Pastor. Amen. Hey, guess what I said? Okay. Right? We know people. But how would... Righteousness is righteousness. Even when no one's looking. Even when you're in the crowd. Even when you're by yourself, righteousness is righteousness. What does God see? See, you can hide it from me all day long. But God sees. God sees and God will expose. Amen? I've tried. God, I'm sorry. I want to get right. Put it at the altar. God, give you my life. I surrender. God, I pray. Break this chain. Wife still found out. God knows. You can't hide anything from God. Righteousness is righteousness. So those who want more, again, have a condition that they need to check. They have a condition that says, God, you know what? I need you to look into my heart. I need you to cleanse some things in here. I want to be right all the time. I want to be right in here. It's a path of humility. Job humbled himself before the plan of God and the person of God. It was a plan that could not be understood in his mind. Right? It was a person that he could not comprehend in his mind. He yielded to the Lord anyway. He got under God. See, those who want more are those who humble themselves and yield to God's work, God's hand, and what God is doing. See, I've said it before. I've preached sermons where I talked about how we want God to bless, we want God to move. God, we need you. God, I pray, get me out of this trial. God, I ask you to move upon my finances. God, I pray that you would deliver me from this mess I'm in. I'm going to go get a loan. I'm going to put it on a credit card. I'm going to call somebody. What's your faith? We say, God, I want you. I want more. I want more of what God has for me. I want more of what Capital One can give me more. Amen? See, too many times we know where we need to go. Too many times we know who we need to call on. Too many times we know exactly what we need to do, but we fail to yield to God and what God is doing. You can't see his truth worked out all the way yet. But throughout scripture, we can see his plan be revealed through those in the Bible. Abraham, Moses, Elijah, the widow of Zarephath, Simon Peter, the disciples. Daniel, no, they all got their more. They all got more because they humbled themselves before God and his plan. Listen, the path is not easy. But it's the only path that leads to more. If you want more of God, if you want more of what God has for you, the only way to do that is to search everything about your life and decide that I want more. More righteousness. More Bible reading. More Bible reading. More Bible reading. Yeah. The only time you read scripture is when I say, it's up here for your viewing pleasure. We need more Bible reading. Amen. Right? I want more of God. I want more of who God is. I want more of what God has for me. But I don't do anything to get it. I don't do anything but exactly what I've always done. I never change my path. I never change my life. I never change anything about what I am. But I want more. Righteousness is righteousness. Cutting off relationships. My wife and I had to cut off relationships. My wife and I had it, well, not my wife, but I had to cut off family. I've had to cut off people simply because their thought process. Again, if I walk away from somebody and all I feel is discontent for people, if all I feel is yucky on the inside, if that's all I feel, listen, that's probably not for me. There's probably something wrong with that. And that's where you get more. That's where God comes in and starts to give you more of that Holy Ghost. More of that insight in your spirit to say there's something wrong here. Again, it's not an easy path, but it's a path that leads to more. Lastly, I want to look at the price of more. Not last thing. I'm sorry. My second point. Sorry. My second point. More isn't cheap. The price involves the loss of all that you value. Obtaining the more requires you to live with the less. Listen to what I'm saying. Job lost everything he valued in life. He lost his finances, his family, his friends, his health. Most of us are in the business of increasing stuff. We fail to understand that our stuff can sometimes come between us and getting more. I'm not saying go sell everything you have. That's not what I'm saying. I don't have that many rooms in my house. You can't come live with me. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying. Sometimes more stuff equals less God. Sometimes more stuff causes us to focus on more stuff. I want this. I want this. I want X, Y, whatever it is you want. I want this. So it causes you to work 12, 13, 14, 20, 40 hours extra overtime. Pulls you out of the things of God. It pulls you out of church. It pulls you out of even a conscience, even a prayer meeting that we have in the parking. It pulls you away from things that God wants to give you your more. But it pulls you out of it because you want more stuff. Now you have to wait on the more that God wants to give you. Jesus cautioned us against seeking the more of this world. the more of this life is temporal. The more God gives us is eternal. Sometimes we'll have to lose our more so that we can obtain His more. I'll say that again. Sometimes we have to lose our more so that we can obtain His more. In God's economy, in God's finances, in God's banking system, less will always equal more. Amen? The price is less self. Job was humbled and humiliated. Often the biggest obstacles between us and the more that God wants to give us is our Job moments. A lot of times we get in the way. Job got more when Job became less. Before Job got more, he had to settle for less. And tonight, I want to be honest with you. Self doesn't want more if self has to come or has to become less. I know self. I talk with him daily. I know he wants more, but not at the cost of less for himself. Self wants to be more. Self likes the glory, the recognition, the praise. Self likes everything that he gets from obtaining more. Man, that's nice. Man, that's not, man, woo! Right? That's what self likes. Self doesn't like anything less. The secret to getting God's more is making self less. John the Baptist, he was willing to be less so that Jesus can be more. But by becoming less, John got more. Amen? And read the story. John 3:30. By becoming less, John got more. The way you and I become less is by being sure that God becomes more in our life. That God is seen more in our life. The way we become less is by showing the world more of who He is. Amen? The way that we become less is by showing people more of God in us. Getting more isn't cheap. It may cost you. It may cost you identity. It may cost you praise. It may cost you raises. It may cost you things in life. It's not cheap. But God's more is worth living with less. Amen? God's more is worth living with less. Lastly, this is last thing. We'll talk about the privilege of more. The more of God's power. Those who get more have power with God. I can't stress this enough. I've seen men stand behind this pulpit and preach with power. I've seen men stand behind this pulpit and pray for the sick and God move in their ministry. I've seen men stand behind this pulpit and move people from where they're at to a place where God can deal with them, all by the glory of God nonetheless. But I've seen people move with that power of more. More power with God is what we want. There's a place of intimacy with God, and He responds to the request of those that have more. More of God. Elijah in 1 Kings 17:1. Read the story. It talks about Elijah and getting more. I want more of what God has. I want more of what Elijah had. I want a double portion of my pastor. I want more of what God has for me in this church. The more of God's provision, those who have more, they don't seem to fret over the needs of life. They don't seem to fret over the worries of life. You can trust God with what you have. You can trust God with everything He wants to give you. From every need that you have, if you have more of God, you can trust him to meet those needs according to his promises. God will move heaven and earth to meet your needs. Again, the story of Elijah and the ravens. The story of the hungry widow and her son. God will move heaven and earth to meet your needs when you have more of God. When God can move you into a place of less in you and move you to a place of more in God. I want you to catalog the blessings of Job in his latter years. Those who get more soon discover that God has a way of bringing his more out of our less. God blessed everything Job had for years. Even Satan said, if you remove your hand, the only reason why he praises your name is because you put a hedge around him. He blessed him for years. He does the same in our life. Have you considered my servant, Terry? Have you considered my servant, Lacey? Have you considered my servant, Leah, or Amy, or Mario, or Marielle? Have you considered my servants tonight? He does the same for you and I. Have you considered my servants at the potter's house? Right? He does the same for you and I. The only reason why we're blessed is because God has his covering above us. If you want more of that, then you have to learn how to die to yourself. You have to learn how to reduce yourself. Sunday service. This past Sunday, some of you guys weren't here, but we had one person that came and prayed at the altar. Amen. I want more of that. Right? The Sunday before that, we had somebody else come and pray at the altar. Mm-hmm. We had a revival service where I was able to meet people that live in Harker Heights, that know of our church, that know exactly where we're at, that know about our church, that came to the altar and repented and got saved. I want more of that. I want more of what God has for us in this church. Out of the darkness of Job's life, God displayed the light of his glory. He gave Job some reason to pray on the heels of heartbreak. Job's household, no doubt after that, if you've ever had a loss, his household was quiet, sad, depressed, missing a piece of it. No doubt if you've ever had a son or a daughter die, or if you've ever had them sent to prison. The household's not the same. There's some quiet, sadness. There's some dark areas in the house. There's some places where God doesn't move anymore. There's some places where nothing grows anymore. There's no joy. And I'm speaking from experience. I've never had a child die. I've never had a child, but I've had one go to prison. I've had one where I've had to sit in the household and I've had to sit there in Job's heartbreak. I've had to sit there under the condemnation of Satan telling me, look what you did, you failed. Job's household was quiet and sad. Job's household was broken, no doubt. I know that experience. I know that. I know what it feels like. Now he has reasons to pray. Now he has reasons to praise God. At the end of Job's life, listen, I've been there. I've seen my wife's heartache, her heartbreak. I've seen the tears. I know the pain. I've seen Satan whispering in my wife's ear, whispering in my ear about failure. I've seen it. But God birthed the church through that darkness. God birthed more than we had in the end, in the latter part of our life. God blessed us more with more of God. God blessed us more on the heels of all that Satan wanted to do in our lives, God blessed us more. Out of the heartache, God blessed us with a new birth, with new babies. Amen. Spiritual babies. Job's daughters. Jemima means day or dove. I'm going to name Leah my Jemima. Amen. God turned darkness into light. God brought peace out of turmoil. In a time of darkness, in a time of brokenness, Leah came in our lives. Keziah, Lacey, amen. God replaced the stench of loss with the fragrance of victory. She's our first one to walk in the door on the outreach. Amen. And then Karen Hapooch. Amen. Our Terry. Means box of eye paint or cosmetic. It's referred to the glory and brightness. This is the same word that Moses used in Exodus 32. God replaced Job's pain with his glory. Those who get more will find they've always had a reason to praise the Lord, even when the bottom falls out of life. Even when there's nothing else at the end, we always have reason to praise the Lord when we have more. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get... The Potter's House in Killeen, when me and my wife got saved, we were under Pastor George Piper. George Piper preached a sermon one night. We'd known him 2 years, 3 years at that point. 3 or 4 years, we've known him. Discipled me, helped me. He married me and my wife. One day he gets up, he preaches a sermon talking about Moses. And he said, you know, maybe Moses just wanted to go home. Maybe Moses was tired of the people. He said that while every head was bowed during the altar call. And without saying another word, he walked out the door forever. Left the fellowship, walked away. Pastor Marvin said, I don't know about you, but I don't serve men. I serve a God that's living and alive. And he finished the altar call. And that night, that solidified my walk with God, because at that point, what just happened? I don't want to be a part of this. I'm just going to go to another, right? All these things run through your head until Pastor Marvin said that. Got me in the right mindset and made me and my wife stay in the Potter's House. Fast forward 7 months or 7 years later, Pastor Mitchell is here. Pastor Mitchell took over after George Piper left. Pastor Mitchell's here, built a very good relationship with him over the years. Had a relationship with him like a father and a son. I backslid. Violated my marriage. Pastor Mitchell was there to pick up the pieces, rebuked me, sat me down, pulled me out of ministry, confessed all my sins, came through with my wife. A few months later, he says he's leaving back to Zambia. Leaves the church. Brad Campbell came in. Brad Campbell is the son of Pastor Joe Campbell, who's our grandfather. Spiritual grandfather, amen, out of Chandler, Arizona. Brad Campbell comes in, takes over the work after Pastor Mitchell leaves. Violates the church in the year he was here. Now he leaves. Pastor James Rosario comes in. Four pastors. I come from a broken home. I didn't have a father figure. The one that I did have in my life was abusive, angry, drunk, alcoholic, drug addict. So here I am looking at these men thinking, this is what I want. I want this. I want what they have. Four pastors. even when the bottom falls out. At the beginning of Job's life, when I got saved in 2000, my destiny was set. Even when the bottom falls out. Pastor Piper, Pastor Mitchell, Pastor Campbell. Push all of that aside. God, I'm going to go forward for you. God, I'm going to plant myself. God, I'm going to rededicate my life to you. God, I'm going to follow this man that you put in front of me. And my pastor has been my spiritual friend, my spiritual father, my spiritual guidance since he got into the church. He launched me out in 2021. Even when the bottom falls out, God, I still want more of you. God, I still want all that you have for me. Even when my son went through what he's going through, God, I still want more of you. God, I want more of you, and I want more of this. Even in the end, I want more. I want more of what God has to offer. I want more of the privileges of more. I want more that are available, that's available to those who walk in the path and pay the price. I want more of what God can give. Do you want more tonight? Do you want more of what God is, what God wants to do? Do you want more of God tonight? I want more. How many can say amen? I want to tell you this and then we'll close. There's plenty of God's more to go around. He has more for you, more for you, more for you, more for you, more for all of us. In order to get more of God, we first have to understand that we need to be less. We need to change some things. We need to search our heart. We need to be righteous above everything else. We need to be right with God. We need to be right with the church, right with each other. Amen. Let me get every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. With respect to the person next to you and respect to God this evening. Father God, I thank you tonight for more. God, I thank you for all the more that you've given us. God, I thank you for the hearts of your people. But God, I know without a shadow of a doubt that there's still more you want to do. Not only in this church, but in our lives, God. God, I know there's still more that you want from us. God, I know that there's still more that you want to give us. Maybe you're in this place tonight. Maybe you're here. And maybe at some point you said a prayer and you asked God to come into your life. And maybe since that time, there's been some things that happened in your life that you say, I don't feel God anymore. I don't feel him in my heart anymore. I don't feel him in my home anymore. I don't feel him in my day-to-day operations anymore. I want to draw close to him. I want more of him. I want more of what God has for me. I want more of God's anointing, God's dominion. I want more of God's righteousness. If that's you in this place, and at some point you've laid down God, you've laid down Jesus, you've laid down what you know to be right, and you've picked up sin, you've picked up unrighteousness, you've picked up ungodliness, at some point there's been some decay in your spiritual health. But tonight you say, you know what, I want to get it. I want to get more of God. I want to get more of what God has for me. If that's you in this place, you've never repented of your sins, or you've prayed one time and you've backslid, or you fell away from the things of God. Listen, the altar is not a place of condemnation. The altar is not a place where everybody can judge you. The altar is a place where you can come and you can get more of Jesus. You can come and you can get more right with God tonight. The altar is not a place of shame. It's a place of life. It's a place of repentance. It's a place of more God. If that's you in this place, you need to repent of your sins, or you need to get right with God, or if you never said a sinner's prayer and you want to do it tonight, simply lift your hand and put it right back down all across this place. Would there be anybody here tonight? More of you, God. I want more of what you have in heaven. I want more of what you have for me here on this earth. I want more souls, God. I want more time to reach the lost, God. God, I want more of you in everything that I do. I want more tonight. I'm not going to settle anymore. I'm not going to settle for what I have. I'm not going to settle for what the devil is trying to give me. I'm not going to settle for anything less than more of you tonight, God. Tonight I want more. I want more of God. I want more of the Holy Ghost in my life. I want more of Jesus. I want more of the blood. Church, these altars are open tonight for a time of prayer if you want to come and pray. Oh, God, I thank you this evening. Father God, I pray. Have right away tonight, God, in our hearts. God, I pray that you would move, God. God, that you would settle issues in our heart. Father God, I pray that you would bring us to a place, God, where we can see you move in our lives. God, that you would bring us to a place of more. God, that we no longer are content with what the world gives us. God, the little peace, the little happiness, the little joy that comes from this life. God, I pray that we not be content with that, that we not be comfortable with that. But God, that we want more of you tonight. More joy, more peace, more life, more power in your Holy Ghost. God, I pray, have right away tonight in this place, God. Move, God, upon us. God, I pray, God, that you would transform the hearts of your people. God, I pray that you would move in our minds. God, I ask you tonight, transform the hearts of us, God, in this place. I pray, God, that you would move, God. Give us years. Restore that which Satan has stolen. God, I pray tonight, move, God, upon each and every person in this place. God, I ask you. God, I thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. God, like Job, God, I pray for more. In the end, God, I pray. Shibur ramanda sike bur robosa. Hirandalaba sike bur robobosa. God, I thank you, Father. God, tonight I praise your holy name. You alone are worthy, my God. I thank you, Lord. There is none like you, Father God, this evening. God, I thank you for your righteousness. I thank you for your grace that saved me, God. I thank you for the blood that set me free, Father God, tonight. I worship your holy name, God, this day, God. Yirando robo sando rebo si. Shirando rababa sando robo bosa. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Father God, tonight, God. You alone are worthy, my God, this evening, God. Irando robobo sandalabasi kebo ramasi. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we all stand? We're going to sing out this song. Draw me close to you. Never let me. say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way to bring me back to you. Oh, you're all I want tonight. Hallelujah. You're all. Sing that one more time tonight. Draw me close to you. Draw me close to you. Oh, never let me go. Never let me go. I lay it all down. I lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm your friend. My desire. Oh, no one else will do. No one else will do. And no one else can take your place. Can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Help me find the way.
Bring me back to you. Oh, lift your hands tonight. Let's sing this out before we dismiss tonight. Hallelujah. You're all I want. Father God, you're all we want tonight in this place. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Oh, help us know, Father God, tonight.
You are near.
Let's sing it out one more time. Hallelujah. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Help me know you are near.
Glory, hallelujah.
Can we give God praise tonight in this place? Can we give him praise in the Holy Ghost tonight? Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. You alone are worthy, my God, tonight, God. There is none like you, Father God, tonight. Hallelujah. You are worthy of all our praise, all our glory, God, tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Girando robo bobo bossando rebo bossi che vorre bossi. Girando re bebe si che vorra mamma si. Yes, God, we thank you tonight. Have right away, Father God, in this place, God.
Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord.
Dismiss tonight in prayer. Be mindful. Thursday and Friday, we're going to try to do outreach. We're going to try to get together and go on outreach and hit the streets. Amen. And let people know that there's a church here that wants more. Amen. We're not going to settle for anything less. And so we're going to dismiss tonight. Be mindful. Sunday, on for Jesus. Amen. 11 o'clock service, 6 o'clock service Sunday night. On for God, we're going to praise His holy name. Amen. And so be here for that. Amen. Am I missing anything? Praise God. We're going to dismiss tonight. Thank you all for being here tonight. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. God, we thank you for all that you do. God, we thank you for your word tonight. God, I pray, let us carry it in our hearts as we leave this place. Move, God, upon us. God, I pray that you would give us more this week. More of you, Father God, I pray. Transform our hearts. Do a new work in us. Let us be a light on a hilltop, God, I pray. Help us as we go on our way. In Jesus' name, bring us back safely this week in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You're dismissed tonight, church.